Welcome to Faith and Freedom. For the next few minutes, we hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you as we discuss legal victories and challenges to your fundamental freedom and religious liberties. Faith and Freedom comes to you from Liberty Counsel, a civil liberties education and legal defense organization. Join us now as Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel, explains the latest legal issues all across this country. In the courtrooms of America, Liberty Counsel is winning the battle for your constitutional freedom.
A coach comes under fire for pushing Christianity. That's the allegation from Freedom From Religion Foundation. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber to talk about this case. Matt, this is that Freedom From Religion pesky organization out of Madison, Wisconsin, that likes to send out a lot of threatening letters, and their whole intent is to eliminate anything religious, but particularly Christian. It's a very anti-Christian organization. And now they have sent a letter to Clemson University regarding the football coach, Dabo Swinney, and his staff, they say, have injected religion and Christianity into some of their activities. And so now this is their MO, trying to silence them from any kind of mention of God or Jesus.
Well, the Clemson's staff, administration, and legal team has done an investigation into this and determined that there is clearly no wrongdoing here, that this is the Freedom From Religion Foundation doing what the Freedom From Religion Foundation does, trying to intimidate and bully and essentially silence any kind of religious activities and halt any kind of religious activities on a campus. And the public affairs officer, Kathy Sams, with Clemson, has said essentially she's defended the football program and said that the university believes the foundation is mistaken in its assessment of the program's religious bent. She said this, quote, "We believe the practices of the football staff regarding religion and complaint are compliant rather with the Constitution and appropriately accommodate differing religious views, which of course they do, but that's not going to slow the Freedom From Religion Foundation down."
Well, in fact, they looked at, yeah, they say their practices, actually the public affairs officer for Clemson, Kathy Sam, says, "We believe the practices of the football staff are regarding religion are compliant with the Constitution and appropriately accommodate differing religious views." That's what they said in a written statement. She said, "Participation in religious activities is purely voluntary, and there are no repercussions for students who declined to do so. We are not aware of any complaints from current or former student athletes about feeling pressured or forced to participate in religious activities." Now, Swinney, he is someone who makes no secret that he is a Christian and that he relies upon God for his daily life. He says to be hired here as the coach of Clemson, that doesn't just happen. He says, "I hope people will really listen to me when I tell them what my secret to success is, and that is to put your eyes on the Lord in everything you do and believe in yourself and don't quit." Now, what's wrong with that? I mean, obviously, the Freedom From Religion Foundation wants to stifle that. You know, when I was in high school, we had voluntary prayer before games. The coaches would come and pray, those that wanted to, and the students would, but it was nothing that anyone felt pressured to do. It was something that we wanted to do. And that's something that is done at a number of college campuses and high school campuses around the country. Freedom From Religion Foundation would want to just simply silence that. They want to literally excise out an entire segment of our Constitution, our history, and our culture of people who believe in God and want to give thanks and honor to Him.
Yeah, and they have said that they have no problem, the Freedom From Religion Foundation, with Swinney exercising his personal religious freedom, but that they have said that that stops at the feet of student athletes. What does that even mean? Quote, "The principle is that you cannot compel someone to go to church." I'm just not finding anywhere in their policy where they're compelling anybody to go to church.
What Freedom From Religion Foundation is meaning by it has to stop at the feet of athletes means that you can think about it in your own mind. You can have your own faith where you go to your own church off campus. But as soon as you step on campus, coach, you have to silence yourself. You have to put that part of who you are away from you. And that is not easy to do when that is part of your life, and nor should it be required to do. And certainly the Constitution does not require you to be schizophrenic or bipolar, if you will, in the sense of, you know, here you are at home and here you are here at school. Obviously, if this coach or anybody else was forcing someone to go to church, that's a different story. But that's not what this coach is doing, and that's not what happens. This is a voluntary time for people to get together to pray or to talk about God and faith. They can do it if they want to. They're not going to do it if they don't want to. And guess what? You know who the coach is going to put out there on the field? He's going to put the best person in that position because his ultimate goal is to win. And he has a right to be able to give his expression.
That's right, man. And let's take this up to 30,000 feet for a second here. What the Freedom From Religion Foundation is doing here is what the ACLU and PFAW and all of these other anti-Christian organizations are doing. But people need to understand, you know, the term culture war. We are in a culture war. And a big aspect of that culture war is the war against the First Amendment and the war against particularly the freedom of religion and religious expression. And here, the Freedom From Religion Foundation is acknowledging one of their strategies in that war, and that is to force back Christians, particularly, to retreat back into the confines of their churches, within the walls of the church building, and even within the walls of their own mind. Listen to what they said. His personal religious freedom is fine. He has that right, but he can't essentially interact with anybody else in any public forum. So that's what you do in a war, is you force your opponent to retreat, get them situated and isolated and backed into a position where then they can finish them off. And that's the goal here. And we have seen that happening now across the world here, with churches being told, now being sued in the church for failure, for instance, to do so-called same-sex weddings and so forth. So that's the strategy here.
You know, and I've debated against Dan Barker, who is the co-founder, along with Annie Gaylord. And those two are husband and wife, and they're co-founders of Freedom From Religion Foundation. Dan Barker is an individual who was a minister before becoming an atheist and rejecting everything. But when I debated him, the debate topic was at Liberty University School of Law, and we were debating about the role of the Ten Commandments in American law and government. I took the position, obviously, that it has had a significant influence, and Barker wanted to deny history. But instead of actually going to the actual content of the debate, he got up in the program when he was first up, and he just continued to state explicatives and blaspheme Jesus Christ, and he used it as a forum to just simply speak about just on very hateful and untrue things. When I got up, I said to Dan, I said, I don't understand. I do not know the God that you just described. It's not the God that I describe, but this is an organization that I worship, that I know. But this is an organization that's not just a, quote, free-thinking organization, or just, we don't want you to force us to go to church. This is an organization that is very, very focused on hostility to Christianity. That is their MO. They disguise themselves as free thinkers. They want to not violate the Establishment Clause. But no, at the end of the day, it is a very anti-Christian organization, and that's what its end goal is.
Well, and ultimately, it's a anger. It's an anger at God. And where does this anger at this God that they purport or claim does not exist stem from? So all we can do, really, we have to fight them in terms of in the courts and their assault on religious freedom, but we also need to pray for them.
Yeah.
And Dan Barker, they need prayer because they're angry at God. Something has happened to him that has made him rebel against the God of that created him, that he once served. And so we need to keep Dan and his wife in our prayers.
No question about it. Obviously, there was a deep anger there, and it was obvious. I think it shocked everyone as they listened to him, but it really kind of unveiled the true intent behind what their organization is. So we have to defend and litigate, but we also need to pray for those individuals, because Christ died for them as all of us. And, you know, this is a battle that is spiritual, and it's also played out in the physical arena, as in this case, trying to censor this coach. Well, give us a call at Liberty Counsel if you know of information in your area regarding religious freedom. threats thereto, or the sanctity of human life, or the family, you can call us at 1-800-671-1776. That's 800-671-1776. You can also go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, for more information. Visit our resources line. And also go to Liberty Counsel, C-O-U-N-S-E-L.com, libertycounsel.com. You can sign up for our activist emails at that website. That's libertycounsel.com, and there make a contribution to Liberty Counsel.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. We can accomplish a lot when we work together. Get informed and get involved today. Sign up for our free monthly newsletter, The Liberator. We will send it out to you free of charge. Stay informed with our Liberty Alert email updates. Just click on the website at www.lc.org or call us at 1-800-671-1776. Tune in next time to learn more about your rights right here on Faith and Freedom.